Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that is also on the radar screen this week, in addition to the Democratic Convention, which, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be covering that just about every day. Let me see here. We've got coming up in the show straight ahead. We've got Rich Galen, who is going to be at the convention on Friday. On Wednesday, we've got Rich Salmon, who's with the Kiplinger Editors, who's going to be covering the convention. Steve Forbes is going to be with us on Thursday, and he's not going to be covering the convention, but he's got some things to say about it, and we'll have some things to say about it. So as I said earlier, I want all of us to be as informed about the political process as possible, especially as it relates to our small businesses. And that's the angle that we're going to be going after. Now, this half hour, as you know, there's another thing that's come up, that's popped up on the radar screen, that's officially out in print right now, and that's the 911 Commission report. And I have my copy. I haven't seen as much of it as I will have seen by this time next week, but it's a large publication, the authorized edition of the Commission's report on what happened. And one of the reasons why I wanted to cover this a little bit today, and we're going to do that with a new friend, Victor Mordecai, who's going to be joining us in just a few seconds, is, ladies and gentlemen, terrorism that happened in the United States, it's happening against us, and especially 911, whether you realize it or not, affects your business directly. 911 cost our economy, never mind the lives that were horrible, but our businesses were affected, and we'll probably never be able to determine how much direct cost and lost opportunity that 911 cost. And I've asked Victor Mordecai, who's a terrorism expert, an international terrorism expert, to join us. He is the author of Is Fanatic Islam a Global Threat? And let's get him in here right now and get him to tell us a little bit about his ideas. And I think you're going to find them certainly provocative and maybe even some things that you've never heard before. Victor Mordecai, welcome to the show.
Great to be on your show, Jim.
It's good to have you here. I know you've got some, you go back. I mean, it's almost impossible for you to talk about the 911 Commission report without talking about what led up to this. And so I'm just going to basically tell you that the report is out, and we'd like your thoughts now.
Thank you very much, Jim. Firstly, I want to say one thing. I am an American who has been living in Israel 36 years. And I'm married to a woman from Egypt, and Arabic is her mother tongue. She's Jewish, and I'm Jewish, but I was shaped by a Christian country, America, and she was shaped by an Islamic country, Egypt. And her work in the Israeli radio is to monitor the things that they say in the radio broadcast in Arabic. And what they say is very simple. America is the great Christian Satan in the eyes of Islam. America must be destroyed. The way to destroy America is through the economy. Through the small businesses, as you said earlier in the show. The way to destroy the American economy is to blow up buildings and to blow up planes and to counterfeit the U.S. dollar. What I have in my book is a collection. I have 3 books out, actually, but my first book, which came out in 97 and predicted 9/11, basically said, here are the motives of the Islamic groups that want to destroy America, and among them, Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein claimed that America killed 200,000 Iraqi troops in Desert Storm. Saddam Hussein claimed that because of the UN sanctions, 1.5 million Iraqis died. So that's 1.7 million Iraqis, 10% of the Iraqi population died. Therefore, the plan of Saddam Hussein and other cohorts, including Al-Qaeda, the plan is to destroy America. How do you destroy America? Destroy the economy. The plan took its first steps in 1993, in February, with the attack of the World Trade Center.
Victor, when you say the plan, somebody has to create any plan. It takes a person or a group to do that. Who are those people?
Okay, there are three groups, and believe it or not, they might have been enemies at some time in the past, but in the war against America, which is viewed as the great Christian Satan, these enemies are now marching together and have been for the last 10 years. You have the Iranians, the Iraqis, and the Al-Qaeda. Individually, they hate each other, but to work together against America, that's great.
One of the things, Victor, you never hear. We're going to a break in a second. One of the things that I don't hear in the media is something I learned when I traveled in the Middle East and I got to know a lot of the folks over there. They have a saying over there: "I against my brother and I against our cousins, my family against the world." And that's something we need to remember when we think about those factions over there. Victor Mordecai will join us again right after these messages. 20 till. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with us. And we've got Victor Mordecai as our guest. And Victor's a new friend. He's the author of a number of books, including Is Fanatic Islam a Global Threat? And he's joined us to talk to us about his expertise and his perspectives on global terrorism. Victor, you were formerly an advisor to a prime minister of Israel, weren't you, Mr. Shamir?
Yitzhak Shamir, 1989 to 1990.
Right. Now, give us your website and tell us how we can find your books and the other information, any articles that you may have written on this topic.
Okay, thank you. Well, firstly, for people who do not have computers, you can call an 800 number to get my three books, and I recommend that you do, to get the information you're being denied by the media. My 800 number is 1-800-540-0828, 1-800-540-0828. If you want to go to my website, I have the three books plus videos, audio, CDs, and DVDs, and they're available from www.vicmord.com, VicMord.com.
Okay, and that's obviously an acronym for Victor Mordecai.
Right.
Okay, Victor, thank you for giving us that information. Now, you just said something. You said the information that we're being denied by the news media. Now, are you about to say something really controversial and something we haven't heard before?
I would say yes and no. Firstly, let me give you the no. What America does, America gives you Lorena Bobbitt, Tanya Harding, O.J. Simpson, Elian Gonzalez, Monica Lewinsky, Chandra Levy, Gary Condit, Kobe Bryant, and Lacey Peterson, and now the hackings. Nobody who's listening to this show will find any of these names to be unknown. And the reason is you get saturation bombing in the media. Yet if you ask anyone who is the Prime Minister of England, who is the Premier of Russia, or, you know, very, very simple questions from other countries, nobody knows. Because here in America, the way the news is done is not to tell the real news, but to give what I call sicko, sexo entertainment. It's a placebo. It's not the news. What I do in my work is to collect information. I'm like a private investigator. I reconnoiter the Mexican border. I reconnoiter the Canadian border. And I travel throughout Europe and Israel, and I'm constantly collecting information that when Americans read it, Americans get very angry. Why are we not being told any of this? And basically, some of the information referenced to 9/11 is that in 1994, for example, 2 years before the new American $100 bills came out, in 1994, Iraq and Iran were counterfeiting $100 bills in order to destroy the American economy. Because if you destroy faith in the greenback, then the American economy collapses. This is one way to attack the American economy. Another way, if you blow up the planes and you blow up the buildings, the American economy will collapse. The whole idea is not to invade America, but to destroy the economy.
It seems to me, Victor, that the more success that they've had, the success that they've had, if they've had any, has not been so much in their terrorism events itself as it has been to figure out a way to turn us against each other in the war on terror.
Very correct, and this has been a success for them. And what I'm saying is that there's another attack coming, And America has to get its act together and work in a nonpartisan manner so that the Democrats and the Republicans will march together. This is a war which is much worse than World War II.
Yeah. One of the things, Victor, it seems to me, I want to read a quote here from the Wall Street Journal from the editorial column. It says this: "It's hard to defeat an enemy without defining who it is." That seems to me what the American people have. You know, we're used to fighting Germans and the Japanese and the Russians and the Chinese and the North Vietnamese, and we're used to having somebody that we can pin a label on, and Islam is decentralized. I should say radical Islam, that the terrorists. It's hard for us to define who they are, isn't it?
Okay, well that's exactly why I'm so happy to be on your show today, because 1993, the attack in New York City, was a Saddam Hussein attack. This has been proven beyond any doubt.
Now, who else says that besides you, though, Victor? Because that's something most people will be surprised to hear.
Firstly, there's a lady in the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. Her name is Dr. Lori Mulroy, and I'll be glad off the air to give you her number, and you can call her and you can interview her on your show. She's a lady who researched the evidence at the trial of Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman and 40
right.
others who were captured and are now in jail for life for trying to blow up the World Trade Center in 1993. But Ramzi Youssef got away at that time. Ramzi Youssef was proven to be an al-Qaeda and a Saddam Hussein agent, hence the link between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein.
So why did the 9-1 Commission not report that? Because I don't think they did.
Well, what I think is happening is very simple. I think that Bill Clinton was guilty, not of treason necessarily, but he was guilty of cover-up. He was guilty of cover-up, firstly, because the FBI dropped the ball, and Ramzi Youssef did succeed in getting away. It wasn't until 1995 that the FBI and the CIA in a joint operation captured this guy in Pakistan. But he was trying to blow up American airliners in the Philippines. He had a whole list of things that he did, including the creation of the Abu Sayyaf terrorist group with the funding of the al-Qaeda. And he was a Saddam Hussein agent also. So this was covered up, and because the FBI dropped the ball, so they covered it up. In 1995, Dr. Lori Mulroy and Jaina Davis came forward with information that Saddam Hussein had under Iraqi Army Republican Guards with McVeigh and Nichols. McVeigh and Nichols were guilty, and whatever sentence they were sentenced,
so you're saying,
but they were not alone.
Very, very interesting stuff here, folks, from our new friend Victor Mordecai. Victor, when we come back, I'm going to get you to tell us what you think Americans ought to do from now forward to deal with the international war on terrorism. We're going to do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with Victor Mordecai, the author of Is Fanatic Islam a Global Threat? We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ladies and gentlemen, the 911 Commission report is out today, and it's I've read some of it, and it's pretty interesting. Now, I don't know enough about this. I haven't read it all yet, and to form my opinion about whether it's how complete it is. But I bet our guest, Victor Mordecai, I don't think he's read the report, but I think he knows what's in it. And so, Victor, what do you think? Do you think the report is a good report? Do you think it tells the story?
I think the 9/11 Commission is very, very prophylactic. In other words, it speaks specifically about the attacks, but it does not speak about the mentality of the United States of America under Bill Clinton, in which Bill Clinton made it sure that nobody would dare to attack Islam. And in fact, you know, there is a video called The Jihad in America made by PBS. Now, PBS is not a religious organization, on the contrary. The video was made with the help of the FBI, the CIA, and the State Department by Stephen Emerson. Stephen Emerson is one of the greatest counterterrorism reporters in TV ever. He should get the Congressional Medal of Honor for that video. It was aired in November of 1994, and it was buried immediately afterwards. It was taken off the shelves of PBS. I sell it, by the way, from my website, vicmore.com. And when you watch the video, you hold your head in disbelief because you think they're talking about 9/11. But they're not talking about 9/11. They're talking about the first attack on the World Trade Center in 93. and it was suppressed for reasons of political correctness. And political correctness today is the greatest enemy of the United States of America. You've got to call a spade a spade. This
right.
terrorism is religious terrorism of Islam against Christians and against Jews and against Hindus and against Buddhists.
Do you think Americans still don't get it? In large part, Americans still don't really believe that the global war on terror is a threat to our way of life?
I think the problem today is very simple. As you said before the break, we have to learn how to define the enemy. If we cannot defeat an enemy if we don't define who the enemy is. And the enemy is a religion called Islam. There are good Muslims. 90% of them are good people. Not all Muslims are terrorists, but all the terrorists are Muslims. And America is the primary and ultimate target. Because their plan is to conquer the world. To conquer the world, they do have to destroy America. They have to destroy the economy. They have to bring America to collapse. And
I agree with you. That is one thing I definitely agree with you on, and that is that we shouldn't be naive, Victor, as you would tell us. We shouldn't be naive that all the terrorists want us to do is get out of Israel, get out of Saudi Arabia, get out of Iraq. They're mad at us because we're there. They want us to be not in control of our own country. They want to defeat us. It really doesn't have as much to do with being in Saudi Arabia and Israel and Palestine as much as it is. It seems to me that they want just to defeat us.
Exactly. The plan has been for 1,400 years that Islam will wipe out all the other religions on the face of the earth. And that's what makes it so dangerous. The Nazis wanted to kill only the Jews, but Islam wants to kill the Jews and the Christians and the Hindus and the Buddhists. Islam wants to kill or convert 5/6 of the human race. 5 billion people must be destroyed. And I call Islam not a religion, but a psychosis. Because
let me ask you this question, Victor. I've only got about a minute or two left. What should Americans do to prepare ourselves to participate in the war on terror?
You've got
besides,
to define the
besides,
nature of
besides,
the enemy.
But there's got to be more than just defining these people. We need to have something we can do.
Well, the point I'm saying is to get educated. Americans are not getting the information from the government, so you've got to go to alternative information sources. And I invite people, indeed, to go to my website and download for free. I've got 2 half-hour audio programs that people can learn about Islam. I have my third book, by the way, is a free download in the form of newsletters.
That's
people should go to my website and write to me, too.
That's VicMord.com. Okay, Victor, one last question. I've got only a minute. Why aren't the good – you know good Muslims, and I do, too. I know many, many, many of them. As you said, most of them are not terrorists. The vast majority, high percent, almost 100, almost 90, well over 90% are not terrorists. My question is, why aren't more Muslims speaking out about this? You got 40 seconds.
Very simple. Muslims cannot speak against their fellow Muslims because they will be killed. There's a death sentence. Islam is not a democratic system. If you are a German in World War II and you say the Jews should not be gassed, you will be gassed. If you are a Palestinian who gets up in Ramallah and says, I want peace now with Israel, like the Jews say, we want peace now. If you're a Palestinian who does the same, you will have your arms and legs chopped off because that's what it says in the Quran to do to the infidel and to the heretic. And so Muslims are today are prisoners of the radical Muslims. And we have to help these Muslims who are not radicals to free themselves of the bonds of the fanatic Muslims.
Victor Mordecai, thank you for being here today. I appreciate your perspective.
Thank you, and God bless America.
You too. Thank you, Victor. I agree. Victor Mordecai, ladies and gentlemen, the author of his Fanatic in Islam, A Global Threat. That's one of his books. His website is VicMord.com. Check it out and see what you think. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.